3:00 till 4:00.
Good afternoon. It's 3:00 on Tuesday, June 14th, 2022. And this is the Story County Supervisors meeting as the ex officio Board of Canvassers for the primary election held June 7th, 2022. I hereby call the meeting to order. And I would ask the auditor if she has any comments about the election she would like to share with us.
Sure. First, I'd like to thank my staff, as always, for their great work, which includes our temporary workers as well. We had a couple of new people, so that was good. We need more always. My election officials, or our election officials, the absentee board, and also on your staff, I would like to thank Darla for all of her help on election day at the front desk. We all on me, and did not communicate very well with her until her way through the day, but she was very gracious about that and helped people. And also Bryce, who pushed out a lot of stuff on social media, which I know is his job, but he does a good job. So also Wayne Sugrath and the assessor's office for the use of their conference room. As always, Jody and his staff facilitates us and make a good job. They help us both with delivery and pickup, but also we use Starnold County buildings for voting purposes, and it's always great to work with all this very helpful and company. IT for making sure our phones work and our computers throughout the day, and just all of our colleagues here in the administration building. I'd also like to thank the Ames Police Department. We had a minor dust up at Muscle Precinct that they were really helpful in de-escalating that. And it wasn't a big deal, but it could have fallen into something pretty big. So they were really there were a lot of races that were undersubscribed for this election. The bar to be a write-in nominee, and I will reiterate that nobody is elected in the primary. People are only nominated. So nobody reached that threshold for nomination. Also, nobody reached the much lower threshold to have their name appear on the abstract as a write-in. So that is at least 5% and 10 votes. And so all of our write-ins are scattering. So there were several races where there was no declared candidate, but nobody even made it out of the abstract, much less reached that threshold. So 19 provisional ballots were cast. 10 of those were accepted for counting by the absentee board. If you compare the unofficial results from election night to today's results that be certified, there are the 10 accepted provisional ballots, and then we got one overseas ballot. So that number went up by 11. You'll see that in the absentee account. So we know some of the people that are going to be on the ballot in November. We will not know the complete list until after August 31st. So not only do all of our nonpartisan races and the judicial races go on the November ballot, but there was a successful lawsuit by the Libertarian Party in April. And so the filing period for county partisan races and township races are now, there's a filing period from August 8th to August 31st. Also, the local parties may choose to convene a special convention and nominate candidates for those seats for which they have no candidate. That deadline is also August 31st. So, anything to add, Kevin? Did I cover all bases? I would just say, as always, we just went through the redistricting process. It was so confined and tight, and we did find a few things that we need to fix in our address library, but yeah, they've been fixed, but it was amazing that, we just missed a couple of newer addresses, I think, that did not appear, considering all of the work that went into that, and so many people in our office helped with that, but I had to make sure that look through the everyone went through that.
So you said the address library, are you meaning of resident address?
Oh, I'm talking, that's in the database of voters.
Oh, okay.
So, sorry.
No, that's okay.
I'm using lingo from the iVoter database, but, so, yeah.
Didn't result in any problems if any voters, you know?
Well, four of those provisional ballots were two couples from one address that came in together, and that address was missing. And so we figured that out, but, so, I'm glad they came in to vote. So, yeah, that was, well, you know, there's always some minor things like that, especially about when we're working with brand new maps and districts.
Sure.
The fact that it was sort of limited to those four people, or maybe there were 67 people in here.
And people, the postcards that went out showing, or showing people what their precinct was, or what the precinct was, did those seem to be helpful? So people didn't have a lot of people in the wrong place?
I only heard a couple of, a handful of comments that, you know, there was somebody came and was really upset that this, you know, the poll. I actually was, went downstairs to just visit within the Beta 3 precinct, and somebody came in and they looked them up and they were, oh, you actually vote, you're not in the Beta 3, you're in the Beta 2, so you go to City Hall. So I actually saw that live, and he was, you know, not thrilled about it, but he wasn't. Exactly. So
that's
that mailing worked really well, I have to say, and we will do that again in November. So, but this is a, you know, this is a much larger election. This is a much sort of primaries are sort of a more informed electorate usually. So,
how is this then compared to the new
primary? Compared to 18, which is our last light primary, it's very similar. I think we had like 14% in 18, and we had 13.5% in this one. So the absentees are a little bit higher, but that's the trend that we see, sort of not much higher of all 100 voters. So. I did see a trend more to absentee in person versus mail, but that's sort of to be expected.
Because the mail just takes longer now, and if anybody really wants to stay.
Yeah, people are very leery of mail right now. My ballot took 3 days both ways of being to the Beta. David's, his ballot took 7 days from Rome. So, you know.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, props to the Italian postal system. But I don't think that's any more questions for me.
I don't have any more questions. Is it you?
I don't. I just thank you and all of you so happy to get my information.
Yeah, there's always, you know, some bumps and bruises, but.
Well, it's a massive undertaking, and this year you didn't have as much, you didn't have a whole lot of time between when you got your final districts and. You know, all the stuff you had to do, it just
it really was seemed, not ideal at all.
No, and I think you did I know you did an incredible job of getting it done, and Story County is just fortunate to have the expertise of you folks in doing elections. You know how to, you know what's important and when to get it done. And we appreciate it. So that much got on the tape.
We'll see.
Okay, in that case, I would entertain a motion to approve resolution number 22.92.
I move approval of resolution 22-92.
I second. Heddens?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. It is carried. It is approved. So I move to declare the canvass complete and to certify the results of the election to the appropriate jurisdictions.
Second.
Merkin? Aye. Heddens?
Aye. And I move to adjourn.
Second. Heddens?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. We are adjourned. Thank you very much.